Looking for your daily inspiration? You've come to the right place. The Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us today is Christian Science practitioner Kate Mullane Robertson. She's from Buena Vista, Colorado.
As a child, our family of 10 experienced early periods of extreme food insecurity. Hunger wasn't just a momentary interlude before a meal. It was something that seemed to distort my sense of self, distract me from clear thinking, and quite simply, just hurt. When my parents began reading Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures and the Bible, participating and serving at our local Christian Science church, and taking us to Sunday school, our years of food insecurity ended. Some years later, I was going through a time of spiritual famine. My heart felt empty and ached with that vacuity that nothing seemed to be able to fill. During this time, I was very engaged in the regular study of the Bible and the writings of Mary Baker Eddy. One day, as I was reading the Beatitudes that Jesus gave to listeners, and blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled, I remembered that hunger I had experienced as a child, and I realized that the hunger I felt then was similar to the aching hunger I was feeling for fresh spiritual nourishment, not dessert. I began to cherish the aching hunger that I was feeling for a deeper righteousness, a word that means to be in right relationship with God. The Beatitude doesn't say, "Blessed are they who are filled once the hunger ends," but blessed are they who hunger and thirst for that relationship with God. This hunger is not always comfortable. It is often a deep ache, but it points to that deeper call into a closer union with God. This is our hunger and our thirst. It's not about food and drink. And it is a beautiful blessing to realize how much we want it. The hunger itself points to our awareness of that relationship and its blessing.
We'd love to hear your inspiration. To submit your daily lift, go to christianscience.com/dailylift.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.